This is Ian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 30th of September with the realization that consultation is in the news again. Yesterday we heard that the government is contemplating a consultation on raising the speed limit for motorways from 70 miles an hour to 80 miles an hour. And it makes me wonder whether this might be the consultation that breaks records this year. If you cast your mind back to a few years ago, the largest number of signatures obtained on any petition on the previous government's e-petition site was about road pricing. And we know that very few items in the political agenda excite larger volumes of participants in dialogues than driving, because presumably so many of us do it. I've just gone onto the BBC website and noticed that there are already almost 1,000 comments on the news story, Ministers to Consult on 80 miles per hour motorway speed limits. Now, yesterday, as it happened, we had our Technologies for Participation event in London, and we spent a considerable amount of time pondering the advent of these large campaign platforms such as 38 Degrees and Avaaz, who have acquired almost overnight a capability of obtaining hundreds of thousands, almost, of signatures on various campaigns. And listeners to this will be familiar with the huge numbers of people that responded to the forestry consultation. There have been similar numbers engaged on the NHS reforms, and most recently of all, the Murdoch takeover of Sky attracted, I think it's 160,000 participants. And I predict that the consultation on the 80 miles per hour speed limit might break records, and that we might have over 200,000 or more people taking part in it. Which way it will go, I'm not sure, but the one thing I'm certain is that this will be a deep as well as a broad debate, because there are lots of ancillary issues and lots of rather significant stakeholders, ranging from road safety specialists to town planning considerations. And there will also, of course, be a range of views from environmental pressure groups who will wish to argue that the greater cost to the community may lie in the greater amounts of carbon we're all going to use. So I think it's going to be a really interesting one from several points of view. And as always, the Consultation Institute will be taking a keen interest, and I hope you will as well.